The Alaska Department of Fish and Game has announced the state hunting season for Sitka black-tailed deer will close on December 31st. This includes all of Admiralty, Baranof, and Chichagof Islands, as well as smaller islands within Unit 4. The federal subsistence deer season will continue on federal lands within Unit 4 until January 31st, unless closed earlier by the Federal Subsistence Board. Fish and Game Area Management Biologist for Wildlife Conservation Phil Mooney says the Department of Fish and Game has been working with the Sitka, Juneau, and Hoonah District Rangers, as well as the Admiralty National Monument Manager since 2007, to monitor the deer population better.
We've been working hand-in-hand with them to keep them apprised of information we have on the condition of deer from hunter reports, and also snow conditions, things we were looking at, so they could better have their, quote, ducks in a row if it got to a situation where we considered it necessary to shut down or limit the deer season in some manner.
Mooney says this year there were no early closures for the state season except for does on northeast Chichagof Island. He says every year they look for certain factors that may contribute to an early closure.
Especially during November, during the rut, where deep snow might push a lot of deer to the beach where they're already attracted to one another because of the rut and make them much more vulnerable to hunters. That did not happen, so we got through the rut in good shape, and up until just a couple days here ago, we had very little snow on the ground for most of the unit. But that has since changed with Hoonah reporting about 20 inches of snow and parts of Chatham reporting 2.5 to 3 feet of snow.
Mooney says the federal managers will be looking closely at conditions which might cause concern about allowing the subsistence season to continue, especially the doe season. He says the deer population is reduced in numbers because of the heavy snowfall in the 2006 and 2007 season.
And we're still in a real rebuilding phase, and you can assume that most of the does that are out there right now are pregnant, and so if you whack them pretty hard, you continue to slow down a recovery from the high point of numbers probably back in the 2004-2005 years.
Mooney says the big snowfall in March of 2007 really hit the deer hard.
And in some areas we lost, say up in the North Chichagof area, we lost as much as 80%, 85% of our deer herd. That's what's precipitated the doe closures on northeast Chichagof, was a concern that hunters could actually have an effect of keeping the numbers of breeding does depressed and slow down the recovery. And that's a concern here, too, for the rest of the unit.
Mooney says hunter reports coming in are really good, and the deer being taken are in very good shape. He says there are poor reports from False Island to Sitko Bay and, of course, the northeast side of Chichagof Island. He says with another month in the subsistence harvest, there's still a concern about the doe population. But he says Fish and Game will continue to pass on information that they get to the federal ranger districts. Deer harvest tags issued for this year continue to be valid for the federal 2009 period, but hunters should be aware of land ownership where they are hunting. Additional information and maps are available at local USDA Forest Service offices. In Sitka, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.